this land board meeting to order. We have Auditor Lundeen and Attorney General Fox via telephone conference. I'm sure that we've all had an opportunity to review the minutes. Is there a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
The motion passes. Let's go to the first action item. Governor, the first item is St. Mary's South Lake Timber Sale in Lake County, benefiting common schools, estimated value of $81,721. This is 601,000 board feet just south of St. Ignatius, Montana. Minimum bid $2,265. We plan to have a seed tree and shelter wood treatment. There is no old growth present. We will construct about 0.3 miles of new road and reconstruct another 0.15 miles of existing road. We did go through scoping and are working closely with the CSKT tribe, actually accessing the property through their lands. DNRC recommends the sale of the St. Mary's Lake South Timber Sale. Is there any public comment on the St. Mary's Lake South Timber Sale? Any public comment? Is there a motion?
I'll move 17.
Governor, this is the Attorney General. Move approval of item 715-1.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion or questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed? The motion passes. Let's go to the preliminary improvement for sale of land banking parcels without objection. We may as well take all three of them together.
Very good.
Item two, preliminary approval for sale. First item is the request to sell the Swan Valley Retreat in Lake County. This was created in 1967, operated under the Department of Corrections from 1993. Cornerstone Programs took over in 2000, and ultimately the facility was vacated in 2006. We've tried numerous attempts to have another lessee at this site and have not been able to identify anyone willing to lease the facility. What we want to do is go out on the street and offer it for lease or sale. Again, this is located up in the Swan Valley. The next item is a parcel in Granite County. It's 160 acres, leased by the Washington Limestone Limited Liability Corporation. They have requested purchase. There is no public access to this parcel, and it is a low value parcel within the Western Montana land holdings. We recommend the sale of the 160 acres in Granite County. And then finally, in Ravalli County, benefiting common schools, we have, again, a parcel that is not publicly accessible. It is in the Bitterroot Valley. Yeah, it would benefit common schools and has a low potential for future revenues. We are working with the landowner as to access of other state lands adjacent or nearby, and it looks like with the sale of this land, we'll be able to open up public access to other state lands. We recommend approval of all three. Is there any public comment on the preliminary approval for sale of the Swan River Retreat that in Granite County or Ravalli County? Any public comment? Is there a motion?
I move item 715-2 A, B, C, and D, or A, B, and C.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I have a question.
Please.
Actually, for John, the last appraisal was $800,000. Do we have a minimum we will accept for it, or will we take anything for it?
We'll go out again for appraisal, and we'll have to, the minimum has to be the appraised value.
Okay.
Are there additional questions or comments? I'd just add that kudos to now make it called the Swan River Retreat when it was a correctional facility, by all means. That underscores your ability in marketing. Also, just to echo
but the director said that, and I applaud some of my staff as well, that we are really trying to find a way to keep this in public hands, a university or other institution that might be interested in it. But we'll see what the appraisal has to say and go from there.
If you kept the name corrections, we could have sent the landlord members there.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? 715-2, the motion passes. Now let's go to the next action item. Next action item is the purchase, final approval for purchase of the Bullhead Ranch in Ponderay County. This is the other side of our land banking program. We're now acquiring a property located 15 miles northeast of Conrad, Montana, just over 2,500 acres in size, including irrigated cropland, dryland crops, CRP, grazing, and a small farmstead. We estimate the revenues will generate over just about $70,000 from the ag grazing leases and another $30,000 from the land sold that will be used to... this is a substantial increase over the net revenue of the $30,000 a year generated by the lands that have been sold. The property also will provide an excellent opportunity for fall upland game bird hunting, and there's plenty of wildlife in the area. It is accessible for the public by county road. The appraised value is $2.55 million. Our purchase price is just lower than that at $2.5 million even. We would propose a closing date of this August 28th. We recommend the purchase of the Bullhead Ranch. Public comment on final approval for purchase of Bullhead Ranch. Any public comment? Is there a motion?
I move approval of 715-3.
715-3. Oh, yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Questions? Discussion?
I have a question.
Please.
Are we purchasing this through all land banking funds?
These are land banking dollars that are used to purchase.
Okay.
Any additional questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Let's go to the next action item.
Next action item is preliminary approval for sale of cabin and home sites. This represents the department increasing its cabin sale program. We're recommending the sale of 22 properties. These are located in Missoula County, Flathead County, Missoula and Flathead counties. So the parcels include those nominated by the current lessees, as well as a number of vacant properties that DNRC is proposing for sale. We are looking for the board to approve and give the department preliminary approval to sell these cabin sites.
Is there a public comment on the preliminary approval for sale of 22 cabin sites? Any public comment? Is there a motion?
I'll move 715-4.
I'll second that, Governor.
Look at that. Phone it in. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes. Let's go to 715-5. Without objection, we'll take the two together. Very good. The first are two parcels around Echo Lake in Flathead County. These lots are currently vacant, and the department nominated as they are not returning any revenue to the trust and are available for sale on this lake. The second set are on Beaver Lake, also in Flathead County. One is occupied and the other is not occupied and is offered by the department. We recommend the minimum bid for sale of these four parcels.
Any public comment on the Echo
Echo Lake or Beaver Lake parcels. Any public comment? Is there a motion?
I'll move 715-4 and 5.
Second.
Yeah.
Oh. Gosh, no, come on.
715-5.
715-5 A and B.
A and B. That's what I meant.
Second.
Yeah, and that's what the second meant as well. Any questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion passes. Let's go to the next action item.
This action item is a proposed adoption of a consent decree in the Salmon Ranch Company, Inc. versus All Known Persons. Litigation in Teton County over access to trust lands. In October 10th, plaintiff, 2012, plaintiff Salmon Ranch Company brought suit in the Salmon Ranch Company versus All Known Persons. Determine whether there was a state or county access to a state section over this parcel. I want to thank our legal counsel, Tom Butler, as well as the counsel of the other interested parties in the county, who over the last 3 years worked very hard on trying to resolve this issue and through a settlement. We have an excellent settlement that provides year-round administrative access for all purposes for the department, as well as public access from July 1st to December 31st. We will make an improvement of a parking lot, and a road will be constructed. And for the first time since the road was granted by the Salmons many, many years ago, we will actually have a road going to the state trust lands. It will also open up access to Federal Forest Service lands, and we are going to work with the interested parties and the county to identify a location of a trailhead. We recommend adoption of the settlement agreement.
Is there any public comment? Should please state your name, who you represent, or someone other than yourself.
Governor Bullock and members of the Land Board, I am George Goley. I'm here on behalf of Russell Country Sportsman Association out of Great Falls. We endorse this Salmon Road Consent Decree. Basically, it's all about access. Access to our state land and the adjoining BLM and Forest Service land. We don't endorse this agreement lightly. There was four parties involved, and I don't think any of the parties got everything they wanted. Most certainly we didn't. But going forward, I think this is the best we're going to do between all of us, and it is an agreeable consent decree. I personally visited the site and the new road right-of-way and the new parking lot, and it one of the major concerns here was the leasee, the landowner there. And this will get him out of, the parking lot will be out of sight from where he lives. It'll be a primitive road in and out. We're not gonna, you know, the intention here is not to tear up a bunch of land or anything. Basically a two-track in and out. It'll be closed during the bad weather of the year and where we could do some damage and stuff like that. I'd like to thank Director Tubbs and his staff of Mr. Butler and Mr. Grimm for basically putting up with all the parties for the last 3 years to get this done. And what's more important too here is their commitment to help us gain a permanent easement adjoining BLM land and Forest Service land. The Governor, I'd like to thank you too for getting this done too, because I remember the last time I was here 3 years ago on this very subject, you told me that you will do something about this access site to state land. And basically, you are truly the public land access governor, Mr. Governor.
Thanks, Mr. Scully. Other public comment? My name is John Gibson. I'm president of the Public Land and Water Access Association. And thank you for the opportunity to comment. I support this situation as well. It's the best I think we can do under the circumstances. I have to say, however, that
an agent or an organization that works primarily for access to public land and water, we are discouraged sometimes by the fact that that this road has been illegally closed, a road has been illegally closed for 23 years or something like that, and there are no consequences to that, apparently. And the same is true with the tenderfoot, as you probably know. There again, an individual closed a county road and suffered no consequences. He will have to eventually open the road. But I have to say that if that's the case and there are no consequences, all it does is increase the likelihood of more closures. But thank you for your concern, and this is the best we could do. We'll settle for access to a place where we haven't had access for 23 years. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Gibson. Other public comment?
Governor Bullock and members of the Land Board, my name is Nick Chivak. I'm the Conservation Director for the Montana Wildlife Federation. I've been asked to read a statement from one of our members who worked on this, and then I have something from MWF as well, and it's fairly brief. Mr. Chairman and board members, my name is Randy Knowles, and I live in Great Falls. I wish I could be here today, but I'm delivering this through our conservation director. Since October 10th, 2012, the public through the Montana Wildlife Federation and its affiliate Russell Country Sportsmen's Association has diligently and doggedly worked to regain historic access to the North and South Fork drainages of Deep Creek in Teton County. Today I submit this statement of support for the negotiated court decree before you, which our Department of Natural Resources and Conservation have placed on today's agenda. And I draw your attention to the final paragraph of this agenda item where DNRC pledges its best effort to help BLM and or the U.S. Forest Service secure two easements to their adjoining properties. I have been working with BLM for the past several months on this agenda item, and they share DNRC's enthusiasm to this end. I encourage each of you today to vote for this agenda item. Sincerely, Randy Knowles. And I just have to say, from the Montana Wildlife Federation, we're a strong supporter of access. This will open up a walk-in and horseback hunting to roughly 50,000 acres of public land. I mean, that's a rough estimate up in that area. This is restoration of a historic route. And, you know, this is an excellent settlement. It's a reasonable compromise. And, of course, that's the nature of negotiation. So we strongly support this. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Chivak and Mr. Knowles in absentia. Any other public comment?
Good morning, Mr. Governor, members of the committee. My name is Justin Lee. I am the attorney for the Salmon Ranch. We started this ball rolling, this process, mainly because we weren't sure what the access was. So it's not clear to me that that it was an issue that was really clear. So we wanted to get the courts involved so we could sort it out. And I'd also like to thank Mr. Butler, who worked tirelessly putting this thing together and really coming out with a tremendous compromise where everybody is unsatisfied. But it's a great, as is the nature of compromises. So I'm here with, on behalf of the Salmons. They, of course, are putting their hay up this time of year and doing their ranching business. They're not in the business of litigating, which is why this settled. And they ask you to pass this measure. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Lee. Any further public comment? Additional comment? Is there a motion?
I move item 715-6.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I have a question.
Please, Secretary.
For John, who's responsible for locking and unlocking the gate?
I may have to defer to Tom, but if we ultimately end up with a gate system, it would be the party accessing and leaving the property that is expected to open and close the gate behind them. Locking the gate, I'd have to determine whether we go up there and lock it or whether the other parties do.
I mean, we should know this.
I didn't ask the question. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tom.
I mean, it's a county road, so I suspect it's the county, but I don't want...
Governor, members of the Land Board, Tom Butler, Trust Lands Attorney. Under the terms of the consent decree, the Salmons have the right to lock the gate from January 1st to June 30th, and we would expect that they would unlock the gate on July 1st.
Other questions or comments?
Governor, this is Tim. May I ask a question?
You certainly may.
I'm wondering that since the road will be closed from the first of the year to the last of June, does that mean that Teton County cannot do weed control in that period of time?
So, Attorney General, we have a year-round administrative access to the property for any purpose. So if the DNRC needs to get in there or the county needs to get in there for weed control, we can access year-round. The one thing to note about the January to July period, that is the agreed-upon period on grizzly bear up in that part of the front. So it's consistent with other road closures in the area.
Thank you, Director.
Other questions or comments?
Yeah, I'd only add that these are difficult cases and can often take years to resolve, as folks in PLWA know, as I know from being Attorney General. I'd note, John, as you say, well, Tenderfoot, well, that's open now. It certainly took litigation. This is the fact that there's a general consensus on this one through a consent decree does mean that public access is secured now, as well as landowner expectations are fulfilled. I really want to commend DNRC and the parties for doing the work to make sure that we'll have now consistent access, something that's been waiting for, as was stated, 23 years. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion passes. Let's go to the next action item. Should we take A and B separately or together, Director?
Do them together.
All right. 715-7.
Okay, there are two groups. One is DNRC easements on trust lands, and then there are three easements the Department of Transportation is granting in the item B. In item A, we have two from the City of Laurel, one for their airport, one for their new water treatment intake in the Yellowstone River. We have a historic private access road, a couple of the Chippewa Cree are being granted easement with the new water pipeline. And you may remember that one has the larger than traditional right-of-way of 100 feet. And the Chippewa Cree tribe has agreed to offer us a turnout for water supply for that larger easement across the property. One Oak is back in for a permanent easement, a 30-year easement for a pipeline that they currently have under special license. Again, a private access road, an irrigation district, and 11 historic county roads east in Blaine County. The Montana Department of Transportation has three easements in and around the community of Boulder associated with a new highway alignment. We recommend approval of the easement package.
Is there any public comment on the easements? Any public comment? Is there a motion?
I move 715-7.
Go ahead, Tim.
Thank you, Attorney General. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed? Now is the time for public comment for items that were not otherwise on the agenda. Is there any public comment?